All right, get your Bibles out tonight. Hold on, I'll tell you where to turn. Daniel chapter 2. How many of you remember? Ooh, Ron, back me up a little bit. All right, thank you. I think we're in a good shape. If it rings a little bit, just go over and let Brother Dickinson know. How many of you remember the skit from Missions Conference last Sunday night? That was powerful. I've seen the skit before, so the minute we transitioned to it, tears were already coming out of my eyes because I've like watched it, you know? And man, when they're going through it, that's powerful. Daniel chapter 2 tonight. We're going to do something a little different tonight. As you know, on Tuesday is election night. And how many of you, if I could encourage you, how about this? I encourage you to vote. Vote. And what we're going to do tonight is I have a short sermon. You see that, Shannon? All right, short sermon. And then we're going to spend some time in prayer praying for the election. All right? And praying that God have His way. The only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And let me say it like this. I'm going to do everything I can possibly do to hold off the judgment of God upon the nation in which I live. I believe there's a way that is biblical, and if we could pray for revival in our nation, I think that would be a wise thing. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 20. My mom used to have a phrase. So you bring up your mom a lot. She had a lot of phrases. And I say them frequently, but she would say something to the effect of, you made your bed, now you have to sleep in it. Indicating you made a choice, now you have to deal with the consequences. No one wants to get what they deserve because we all know what we deserve, yes? But in Daniel chapter 2 and verse 20, Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are His." Look at now in verse 21. "And He changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. Giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and the secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with Him." In verse 23 it says this, "I thank Thee and praise Thee, O Thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, hast made known unto me now what we desire of Thee, for Thou hast made known unto us the king's matter." It goes on to talk about some other things here, but verse 21 really, He removeth kings and He setteth up kings. To which I say, we get what we deserve. And I'm just thinking, if there's a group that could maybe stand in the gap a little bit longer and pray and stand for righteousness. Again, I'm not, as a Christian, I don't care who's up on the platform getting voted on. I mean, I do certainly, but I'm saying we ought to be praying for the spiritual side of it, that God would have his way, because there's a king that will lend itself to wisdom and knowledge and understanding and the praise of God. And whoever that may be, that's the person I want. I want who the Lord wants. And I don't know what that is. How many of you have felt like, oh yeah, I know what God wants, only to find out we did not know what God wanted? Yes. Look at Proverbs chapter 21. Proverbs chapter 21 tonight in verse 1, it says, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. The Bible says that he setteth up kings. Before President Trump, anybody real quick, a little history lesson. Braden, do you remember who the president was before President Trump? I see smoke coming out. Maddie, do you remember? Does anyone remember? Amaris? President Obama. Do you know that President Obama was elected the President of the United States and God very much knew about it? And he put that man there because he setteth up kings and he taketh away kings. The Bible tells me in Proverbs 21, verse 1, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. Remember, Pharaoh's heart was hardened, then it was softened, then it was hardened, then it was softened. God does have control in men's lives. Now I understand there's a line of his sovereignty and man's free will. I don't know how it all works. Someday, our faith will become sight and we'll figure it all out. And we'll see it and go, oh, I see how that all is. I understand the Trinity now. I understand omniscience and omnipotence. And when our eyes can behold something eternal. But until then, I'm just going to trust the Lord when it says the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth with it whithersoever he will. I'm just going to say, I believe that, and I'm going to pray for those kings. There's been some wicked kings in our past. I'm not necessarily saying in our country, but you read the book of Daniel. And there were some men very outspoken on the things of God. And God did something and turned their heart. We need to be faithful as Christians, regardless of who's in office. Our obligation is to God and God alone. And He is the sovereign. If there's a king that doesn't follow after the things of God, does that mean that I don't? No. There's always a remnant that stands for what is right. But I believe that we ought to be, as Christians, over these next couple days, say, there were so many votes casted already. Well, there's so many votes that are going to be cast on Tuesday. And let's pray. Let's pray God's will would be done. Psalm chapter 2. Just have maybe 4 or 5 more passages that we'll look at, and then we'll take some time. I have a list here of just some areas to pray for, areas of government, and maybe just a little prayer list for you. I didn't put names on there. I don't necessarily want you praying for pray for our government is what I'm saying, but pray for the elections. Pray for those that are in charge. Psalm chapter 2 and verse 1, it says this, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves And the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. You know, there's a group of people, or there's a way that is contrary to the things of God. And yet God still allows it. I don't understand it, but he allows it. Look at 2 Samuel. I want to draw your attention to this. 2 Samuel. This thought right here is the one that we need to care most about is what God thinks. 2 Samuel chapter 23 and verse 1. It says, Now these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, and the man who was raised up on high, the anointed, the God of Jacob, 2 Samuel 23 and verse 1, and the sweet psalmist of Israel said, the Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. My prayer, I have the blessing, and I mean that when I say this, I have the blessing and privilege to open up a number of government, local, and even county meetings in prayer. It is a great blessing. I've got to know our local officials, and that is a great blessing. And I pray, I know it's just a Hamlin town court, and they're voting on how much, you know, can we give $300 to the library? In the grand scheme of things, not a big deal. But I always pray that they would do right according to God. I pray that in there, Lord, help them to make right decisions based on what you see as right. That's what's most important. And that's what it says, that he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God, and he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun riseth, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after the rain. It's refreshing when men make decisions based on what God says. The most important view is not man's view, but God's view. And what are we praying? Regardless of who is in office, that they would make decisions based on what God says. Now, if you look at a candidate and say, well, I feel like this candidate is somewhat contrary or more contrary to the things of God than this candidate, then let's pick the person, or the man or the woman, that will rule justly, that fears the Lord. That's what I pray, that their heart would be fearful in the eyes of God. Number one, we get what we deserve. Number two, God's view is most important. And number three, our job is to pray. Here's what we're not going to do on Tuesday. We are not going to burn and loot regardless of who wins. If our guy wins, or your guy wins, you don't have license to overthrow the government if you lose. No, our job, look at, I'll show you your job. 1 Timothy chapter 2. And verse 1, I exhort therefore, exhort means I encourage. I exhort therefore that, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Daniel, that's our job. Supplication and prayers. That is requests, prayers, intercessions. That means I go on the behalf of somebody else. Much like Job interceded for his children. Remember that? I make intercession. I am going to beg and plead with the heart and ear of God. Verse 2, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. I'm looking to the candidate who is going to best allow me to serve the Lord to the fullest? For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. My job is to pray. Not form a militia, but to pray. Look at 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, then will we hear from heaven, right? And here, go there. I think I got ahead of myself. And turn from their evil ways, and there's more stuff in there. Hold on. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. Oh, that's an important part. Humble ourselves and then do what? And pray. And seek my face. That's what we're going to do tonight. In a few moments, we're going to close our Bibles for a little while. And we're going to get together with the people that are sitting around us. And we're going to have a prayer meeting tonight. Say, it's not Wednesday. Are we allowed to do that? Yes, we're allowed to do this. We're actually commanded to do this. We're going to humble ourselves. And we're going to tell God we have no idea what is right. And we just want His will. And I don't think I know what's best. I just beg God, Lord, I have no idea, but I seek You. And turn from our wicked ways. And it says, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. And I'm going to ask the Lord to forgive me. Our job is to pray. Go to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. My plan Tuesday night, I've told some of you this. Ever go to Tops and see like the three different kinds of popcorn? You know what I'm talking about, Braden? They have the big bags of buttered popcorn. You know that one? And then they have the, I think it's cheddar. There's usually three. Aren't there three kinds? White cheddar, yellow, orange cheddar. I think that's it. The big bags, caramel. Have you seen it? It's like see-through. It's fake butter. You know, it's all yellow, right? You know what I'm talking about, that fake? I'm going to get a big bag of that. And I'm going to sit down Tuesday night at 9 o'clock and I'm going to sit in front of my TV with either ginger ale or root beer. And I'm going to sit there with a big bag of popcorn and just watch it all unfold, praying the whole time. Say, it's not going to be done Tuesday night. Well, I'm going to have popcorn and soda anyways. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. We can ask the Lord. God, would you, and the Bible says, in the peace of God which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. My responsibility, your responsibility, is to pray. Over these next couple days, I entreat you, I beg of you, to spend time, extra time, in prayer. That if we were honest, that we don't get what we deserve. God's judgment would be held off a little bit longer. And that whatever candidate takes the office, that it would allow us as Christians to live peaceable lives because He desires, that next verse in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4 says that He desires that all men to be saved. And I don't want to have someone that's going to impede or heed that or hinder that. Last verse, 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. In verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You know, you can make a difference. Let's read that again. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but He's given us the spirit of what? Power. Our vote is important. But our prayer is even more important. Now I'm saying vote. But you have power to get the ear of God, the God who says that He setteth up kings and He bringeth down kings. The God who says that He holds the heart of the king in His hand. That's powerful. So tonight, let's as a church pray for our president and vice president, senators and assemblymen, Supreme Court and all judges, state assemblymen, state senators. Hey, we saw how important it is for senators. Yes? The president was able to appoint 3 Supreme Court justices. I almost say that's unprecedented, right? Yes? Hey, we need to pray for these people. Every time I go to these town meetings and things, I tell them there's a church in Walker. Where's Walker? In between Hilton and Hamlin. That are praying for you. Our county clerk. Our town supervisors. These are people that are making decisions from the smallest of scales to the grandest of scales. And each one is important and there by God. So let's take a few moments tonight and pray for these. Jay and Brother Neparella, can I have you guys just hand these out? It's just a list of those offices. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Jay. Let me split the room. And let's pray for these things. Pray for the election. See, what do you want me to pray for? That God's will would be done. Maybe you want to, I'm not telling you who to vote for. They say I'm not allowed to. But maybe you pray your candidate in. Maybe you pray that, you know, numbers say one thing, but God sometimes says something else. Let's be in prayer over these elections. This is a big deal. We are living history, right? And let's take a few moments and pray over these things, all right?